Or one, the one that you're talking about on legs or for sawing wood. Well, for a carpenter used to build.
Well, what would it be called, this one that's an A-frame?
We always call them horses.
So, well, either one of them be called a sawhorse.
I get tickled because he has the word I have.
What?
He said sawhorse.
Well, I sawhorse.
But then, you know, a lot of this has changed. Well, in the X-frame when you'd call a horse, too?
Well,
we call them wood rack.
Wood rack, I guess you would call that,
okay.
To saw wood on.
Okay.
Normally, we sawed ours in the woods and then hauled it up.
Okay. Well, I was thinking to build some. Well, no, that'd be
useful. I was thinking about sawing wood maybe to burn. That's what I thought you had in mind.
Oh, well, I just don't know enough.
Well, I mean,
be specific enough,
yeah,
about what I want sometimes. Okay, well, you might comb your hair with a comb, and then you might...
Brush it.
With a...
Brush.
Okay. And that thing that children used to play on, homemade thing that you might put on top of a...
Seesaw.
And on a seesaw, the children are doing what?
Playing.
Well, or what you call it. Playing could refer to anything, but on a seesaw you can only be...
Seesawing.
Okay. Well, do you remember any other homemade toys that children used to have?
Flying Jenny. Nail a plank on top of a stump or put your post up in the ground and spin around and around. On it.
Like an
airplane. Set one, get on each end of it and just spin around on it.
Oh, well, is that a flying genie too?
What? Yeah.
It goes, let's see, it's on top of the post.
On top of a post, and you put a hole where it worked free, you put a hole in it, and put a seat on each end of it, and you just spin around and around.
How about if it's on top of the stump? How's that work?
On top of a stump?
Mm-hmm.
Well, the same way. I mean, you just drive. Just nailed on there with a spike or something. You put it.
And then it'd go around.
It'd go round and round. You'd build many one of them.
Hmm. Any more?
Well, no. Except wagon. We used to build wagons out of wheelbarrow wheels and things like that before. Any other seesaw and flying engine is about the only thing. Swings. Built a lot of swings.
Okay. Then a small container for coal near a stove.
A coal scuttle or a coal bucket.
Okay. And you would clean the soot out of the
stove with a rake.
Well, what part of the stove would it come out of?
Well, the chimney or old stove used to, you know, get clogged up all up in the thing.
Yeah, now those coal stoves, they wouldn't have a chimney, would they?
They're a flue.
Okay. And out of the bottom of a fireplace, you'd have to clean out the...
ashes.
Okay. And the tool that you would use for sharpening a knife?
Whetstone.
Okay.
Put it away on that.
Yeah. Well, what would you call something for sharpening an axe on?
Oh, a grindstone.
Okay. Would that have a wheel?
Oh, it would be round, and you would have a crank on it to turn it.
Did you ever hear it called a grinding rock?
Yeah, grinding rock.
Which was the more common?
Grinding rock, years ago, when they used to use them. They don't use them now. I use emmer rock now.
Well, the reason I asked is, Mr. never used the word stone. What do you use that word for?
Stone?
Mm-hmm.
Well, sharpening stone. Sharpening rock. We use them store here all the time. Sharpening knives.
Mm-hmm.